You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. This is your Packers Update, the Daily Cheese, brought to you by Packernet.com. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, produced by the Pack Daddy, Brian Schlipp, and I'm your host, JJ Leahy. You can follow me on Twitter at JJ Leahy to stay up to date with all things Packers or to submit questions. The Packers have officially picked up the fifth-year option on cornerback Jaire Alexander. He is guaranteed to make $13.294 million in 2022. Sometime between now and the end of the 2022 season, the Packers, of course, will have to work out a new second-year contract with Jaire. Over the cap values Jaire at $16.15 million per year, which means that the $13.294 they will have him for in 2022 is quite a steal. However, the cornerback market has been set significantly higher than that. Jalen Ramsey is set to count $23.2 million against the cap in that same year for the LA Rams. When the Packers negotiate a new contract with Jaire, it will likely be comparable money to Ramsey's. No doubt you are well aware that the Packers drafted cornerback Eric Stokes out of the University of Georgia last night at pick 29, standing at 6'1", 194 pounds. There is some debate as to his 40 time, whether it's a 4.25 or 4.31. Either way, he is blazing fast, the fastest defensive back on the Packers roster, and he does have a great track record of going up against top-tier wide receivers in the NFL today, including Justin Jefferson, who he will be facing twice a year in Minnesota. Stokes did not have any interceptions in his college career until the 2020 season, when he racked up 4 interceptions, 2 of which went back for touchdowns. He was first team All-SEC in 2020, he was second team the year before, and considered to be one of the conference's most dependable cornerbacks last year outside of Alabama's Patrick Surtain. Kevin King and Shannon Sullivan are both on 1-year deals right now. It is entirely conceivable that both of those players could be back next year. However, drafting Stokes means that does not have to happen. The Packers could also elect to draft a second cornerback. Elijah Molden is an interior prospect who could pair nicely with Eric Stokes' outside skill set. Either way, Stokes probably starts the season behind Kevin King on the depth chart. Don't be surprised if he takes over halfway through the season. Gutekunst mentioned he was extremely excited to be able to draft Stokes, and he did not think that Stokes was going to fall all the way to him at 29. Said Stokes specifically stood out, quote, like a sore thumb on the Packers' draft board due to his rare combination of size and speed. The Packers are back on the clock again tonight. This is the first time that Brian Gutekunst has not traded up in the first round of the draft, so it was always possible that they would be missing one or two picks tonight if Gutekunst wanted to trade up considerably in the first round. Instead, he stayed pat at 29, which means tonight the Packers own pick 62 in the second round and pick 92 in the third round. The top positions expected to be targeted by the Packers include wide receiver, offensive tackle, possibly inside linebacker, or even another cornerback. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and join the Packernet Podcast Facebook group. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update.